Well, it's an anniversary worth noting because so much has happened since about 2 years ago, just right about now. All that Pappy Van Winkle was reported stolen, and the sheriff got right on the case, and he and I got right on the phone that week at First Tap, and I had Sheriff Pat Melton, Franklin County Sheriff, on the phone with me. Should I say happy 2 year anniversary to you?
That would probably be appropriate today.
It's kind of when we first met and started talking about this whole case, but man, so much has happened. You and your team have done such a great job tracking down who we believe the thieves are. What kind of thoughts have been going through your mind this past couple of weeks since we've been marking the 2 year anniversary since all this happened?
Well, I'm very thrilled that our team of deputies and detectives were able to solve the case. I'm glad we've got the folks are responsible and we brought them to justice. We're anxiously waiting for this case to be over with. As soon as that happens, then our plans are to have a auction for the 28 bottles of Pappy that we have in our evidence right now. So if everything goes right and goes the way we anticipate, we'll have 28 bottles. We're going to auction off the empty barrels. They'll be empty, though. We hope that will happen, and we're going to give half that money to charity, and half of it will come to the Franklin County Sheriff's Office to reimburse for the investigation, and we can raise some good money for our charities.
Bourbon was created for good. People drank it for good, but then it was stolen, and now it's going back to good again. It's had a whole cycle of life.
Yeah.
Stolen bottles. It's really a cool way to bring this whole thing to a close. Of course, I have heard about sheriff's auctions when they find, like, cars. I mean, I've heard about sheriff's auctions before for other types of items. I mean, that happens on a pretty regular basis. Is that right?
Yeah, it does. We had an auction that we were able to auction. We had to get an auctioneer with a special license. That way we had a commissioner sale to sell some property and the contents of it, and some of the contents was alcohol. And they had to have a valid alcohol license to buy the wholesale stuff. But out of being able to take something so negative and make a positive out of it, excited about that. I think it's the right thing to do. It will definitely help our charities. We anticipate raising a lot of money with it.
So when an item like a property or say even bottles of bourbon, the judge, jury, everyone has to see the evidence, but when they're no longer used, this would be the next step that not only in Franklin County would happen, but this is something that we would see all over the country. And this is,
yeah.
But this is something special though, because it's not very often this much of bourbon, this special of a bourbon is auctioned off.
You know, typically once the case is adjudicated, once everything's said and done, yeah, you would dispose of the evidence according to whatever the judge orders us to dispose of that evidence.
And you think that'll happen?
That's what we're going to do. I feel pretty strongly about it. I've mentioned it to him and he felt pretty strongly and wanted to, you know, whatever the Commonwealth Attorney recommends, then that's the direction we'll go and that's what we're looking at. So, it is unusual to have 28 bottles of Pappy, and we're going to give a letter of authenticity with the case. You'll have a letter with my signature on it of authenticity that this was one of the original bottles from this investigation. We're going to leave all the evidence packing and tape and everything else that the way it's marked. We're going to leave them exactly the way they are, and then they'll be auctioned off like that.
How many total bottles?
I got 28.
28, and you're going to sell them separately.
I'm not sure how we're going to sell them yet. We may offer it to the highest bid, and he may be able to take as many as he wants. We've got an array. We've got some 23, we've got 20, we've got 15, 13. So we've got an array of Pappy bourbon that we'll be able to do some good with.
All sealed bottles, or have they partially been opened?
No, they're all sealed. No, we wouldn't. Anything that's partially open,
right.
We do have one. And we're going to give that to the Capital City Museum there in Frankfort. They've
right.
asked for it. We're going to donate that to them to preserve for history about this case.
So you're going to be auctioning off the empty barrels as well.
Yeah, we can't guarantee the safety that you know. I can't guarantee once they left the confinements of Buffalo Trace and Wild Turkey, I can't assure you that they're safe. But we're going to make some good come out of that, too. We're actually going to donate it to our fire department, our Franklin County Fire Department, and they're going to actually practice bourbon fires with us. And we're going to invite our regional partners, the fire department is, to invite them in to practice fighting alcohol fires. It's something different. It's unique. And so it's a great opportunity for training and, again, some good to come out of this case.
So they're going to take the alcohol that was in the barrels, and they're going to light it on fire, and they're going to somehow put it out for a test.
Yeah, they'll practice. They'll keep practicing how to put out bourbon fires, how to fight that particular type of fire. You know, we've had two that in recent memory, the one at Wild Turkey and one down at, I believe it was Maker's Mark down in Bardstown. And when that stuff started going down the creeks, it was so hot that it, you know, alcohol burned so hot that it burnt about a half mile to three quarters of a mile away. It was burning vehicles. Obviously, that's something that's unique that you got to learn how to fight and be prepared. And this is a great, I felt like it was a great use of that bourbon that we have to make something good out of it.
It's all kind of good. It's going to be done. A lot of great charities. Talk about the charities. The charities, just so we kind of have an idea.
Right now, we're looking at the Kentucky Sheriff's Boys and Girls Ranch. Here it's down in Western Kentucky, and we are fortunate enough to send 12 to 15, 16 kids every summer down there to the camp, as well as our sheriffs from all over our state, and they're in need. And we want to make sure that we get the camp back up to where it needs to be, and we can help do that with a sizable donation out of this. We also would like to do one bottle to the United States Marine Corps, their EOD folks down in Pensacola, Florida. They're down there, and they have an annual gathering to honor the families of those that lost an ordnance disposal, the bomb guys with the Marine Corps, and I'm going to donate one bottle to them if I can. They commemorate every year to put names on a wall down there. You know, we're excited about that, to be able to give back to those that give everything to us and felt this was a worthwhile charity. I've met some guys down there, and they had asked and sent me an email, and absolutely we're going to try to follow up with that and make sure we do that as well.
The bottles that were stolen in ill will, obviously, from these distilleries are now going to be to do good with. Now, these bottles, when they were being sold to people, when they were full, or some of the ones you have are still full, what kind of price tag were the thieves getting?
To be honest,
not sure.
Some of it was yeah. I mean, it was all over a very wide range, from $200 or $300 to, you know, a couple thousand.
That's what I've seen on the black market or on what they call like the brown market, when people are,
yeah,
you know, flipping the bottles. Now, what I think is interesting is these were stolen bottles, and I think the historical value of the stolen bottles, of course, a lot of us have just kind of joked, you know, wonder what a stolen bourbon tastes like versus a non-stolen. There's a certain perception you have owning a stolen bottle. I think the value of these bottles, because of their historical reference, will be far greater than they were even sold at the black market for when they were
Absolutely.
Don't you think so?
I think so. Absolutely. And that's why we want to give the letter of authenticity from the sheriff's office. We'll give a letter of authenticity with them for that specific purpose. We'll number those with the bottles that will be under my signature. And the historical value of them is priceless.
Tell us what else is happening next.
Well, right now there was the defense attorney tried to suppress our search warrant and tried to get information on our Texas tip phone that was denied. It's all good, and we're just playing the legal game right now. Assistant Commonwealth Attorney Zach Becker is doing a great job. We're waiting for it to be done. Honestly, quite frankly, and be very honest, I can't wait till it's done.
Right. Probably a few months from now, you think it'll
You know, go. I'm hoping. Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah. Next few months, by the beginning of the year, maybe. I know it's hard for you to know, but I was just curious what you thought. As you look back on this, I mean, this is obviously probably, you've told me many times, been one of the most interesting cases you've ever been a part of investigating and overseeing as sheriff. How has this case changed your life?
I never dreamt in a million years it would capture the hearts and minds of the American people, and it has. we get comments and everywhere I go, hey, aren't you the Pappy Sheriff? Aren't you the Pappy guy? And I'm just thrilled that we were able to do it, because there's a lot of people that thought that didn't have enough faith and confidence that the men and women of Frank County Sheriff's Office could solve this case. And I told you from day one, the very first time I met you, I was very optimistic, and I think it's solvable. I think we will solve it. Thanks to a good citizen and a great tip, we were able to be very successful with that.
Well, congratulations again to you and your team. We'll continue to follow the story and let everyone know listening on bourbonblog.com more about the auction when it happens and, of course, when everything goes to trial.
And the guys, the detectives did a fantastic job in the sheriff's office. I'm very, very thrilled to be sheriff of Franklin County, and And to be able to lead the team that I lead right now, I'd put them up against anybody in the state as far as the work they do and the quality of work they do and their work ethic. And I can't say enough good for the work they've done.